This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm delighted now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Maria Cristina Lopez. She's a founding member of Somos Un Pueblo Unido, and Valerie Martinez, who is former poet laureate of Santa Fe, and she's the founding director of a nonprofit organization called Artful Life. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Buenos días. And we're here to talk about two really amazing events coming up on Friday and Saturday of this week, both having to do with Juan Felipe Herrera, who is the U.S. Poet Laureate. And he will be, well, we'll talk about all the details in a moment, but there's an event on Friday night at the Santa Fe Convention Center and then on Saturday at the Lensic. Who is Juan Felipe Herrera?
Well, I'll start with saying he is the first Latino Mexican-American U.S. Poet Laureate, and we're very, very proud of that fact.
Yes, he was appointed in July of this year, 2015, and has a very long, very accomplished career, not only as a poet, but as a performer, a community organizer, works on behalf of communities in the arts, just really an amazing artist and poet here in this country. And so we are really, really happy to have him coming. We don't get very many U.S. Poet Laureates to come and read in Santa Fe, so this is unusual.
This is unusual, but it's because of Somos. Somos chose him to come and be at our special celebration, the keynote speaker on Friday, December 4th. We wanted somebody very special to celebrate our 20th anniversary. And who better than Juan Felipe Herrera, who is son of migrant workers, who understands our community, has written poetry about our work. We are so pleased that he's going to be here. He's always involved in community, and as Valerie said, he's got a span of poetry. He's written 30 books of poetry, but what they involve, what they refer to, is so much larger than many poets.
And one of the things that he talks about is that he said that growing up as a migrant worker was like living in literature. And he said that it is the thing that created all the images and stories and voices and words in his head. He talks about the small agricultural towns in the San Joaquin Valley, in San Diego's Logan Heights, San Francisco Mission District, and that all of these things were the kind of richness that brought the work to him and to the world. And so the incredible body of his work in some ways is grounded in those experiences.
Would you like to read some of his poems?
I would love to. I've chosen some here to bring. And again, his work is very different depending on the occasion or the time of his life. So,
and by the way, I want to let people know in Radio Land that we tried very hard to get him on the air, and he's traveling so much that we weren't able to do it before his arrival here in Santa Fe, but at least we get to hear some of his poems, and then people will get to meet him on Friday and or Saturday nights.
So this is called Exiles. At the Greyhound bus stations, at airports, at silent wharfs, the bodies exit the crafts. Women, men, children, cast out from the new paradise. They are not there in the homeland, in Argentina, not there in Santiago, Chile, never there in Montevideo, Uruguay, and they are not here in America. They are in exile, a slow scream across a yellow bridge, the jaws stretched, widening, the eyes multiplied into blood orbits, torn, whirling, spilling between two slopes, the sea, black, swallowing all prayers, shadeless. Only tall, faceless figures of pain flutter across the bridge. They pace in charred suits, the hands lift, point, and ache and fly at sunset as cold, dark birds. They will hover over the dead ones, a family shattered by military, buried by hunger, asleep now with the eyes burning, echoes calling, Joaquin, Maria, Andrea, Joaquin, Joaquin, Andrea, in Egilio. From here we see them, we the ones from here, not there or across, only here, without the bridge, without the arms as blue liquid quenching the secret thirst of unmarked graves, without our flesh journeying refuge or pilgrimage, not passengers on imaginary ships sailing between reef and sky, we that die here awake on Harrison Street, on Excelsior Avenue, clutching the tenderness of chrome radios, whispering to the saints in supermarkets, motionless in the chasms of playgrounds, searching at 9 a.m. from our third floor cells, bowing mute, shoving the curtains with trembling speckled brown hands. Alone, we look out to wires, the summer, to the newspapers wound in knots as matches for tenements. We that look out from our miniature vestibules, peering out from our old clothes, the father's well-sewn plaid shirt pocket, an old woman's oversized wool sweater peering out from the makeshift kitchen. We peer out to the streets, to the parades, we the ones from here, not there, or across, from here, only here. Where is our exile? Who has taken it?
And that is by Juan Felipe Herrera. Now, does he write pretty much all in English, some Spanish, some Spanglish, do you know?
He writes in Spanish and in, I guess it's Spanglish, lots of times in kind of urban street Spanglish, I'd say, from the Chicano movement, in Spanish and English. He writes some poems in Spanish, and then on the facing page, they'll be in English. So he really covers the range. Some of my favorite poems of his are actually kind of documents rather than poems. They're long testimonials, and they really are in, I guess they're written in the 70s, and they've just got the street language of the Chicano movement, if you could say that. That's how I explain it, where there's just there's a lot of slang, and it's Spanish and English slang, and you really get a sense of what the milieu was like during that time. I'm too young for that, unfortunately. I grew up a kind of, you know, wannabe. I missed the movement. I was too young. So whenever I read that work, especially California and San Francisco, I think, oh, what it must have been like to be that kind of Chicano hippie. Oh, I wish I had been there.
Yes, it was an exciting time. I'm an immigrant, so I was here in the 70s, and I did participate in many of the marches and the readings and the Floricanto events. The Floricanto events, which were poetic events, Chicano poets coming together and reading poetry. But of course, what was most exciting about those times is that Chicanos were finally, there was a face to Latinos, and they were demanding their rights as immigrants are now. It was a movement. And we are a movement now. Immigrants are a movement.
Yeah.
And that's what we're celebrating. This 20th anniversary of Somos Un Pueblo is the coming of age of this new immigrant movement, because there have been many immigrant movements throughout the history of this country.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a nice moment to reflect. No movement is ever finished. It's always ongoing. History changes.
Yes.
But both the Chicano and the Latino immigrant movements have been really successful in many ways. And in particular, because of Somos Un Pueblo Unido here in New Mexico, the immigrant movement has had a lot of victories.
Yes, yes. In fact, you know, people always think about the driver's licenses, which we've had to fight for every year since Governor Martinez has become governor. But we have it, and we will fight next year to continue. But that made New Mexico safer for everybody. Mm-hmm. All our victories have impacted everybody, not just immigrants. You know, for students to be able to go to college with in-state tuition and be able to get the state lottery scholarship, that's another victory. And all of these victories have been attained through the work of 2 or 3 years with the work of many people, because all of our goals have been attained with the work of all the immigrants that are involved in, if not, it wouldn't work. You know, if you think about it, Somos started with maybe 50 people at the beginning, 20 years ago, that got together and did workshops and whatever. And now we have more than 2,500 members, and we have Somocistas groups in about 10 counties in New Mexico who are doing the same thing we did 20 years ago. They're starting in their kitchens. They're deciding, what is it that we want now? Do we want better working conditions? Do we want to work with the schools? What is it that we want to do? And they decide, and they're doing it. They're working with farmers in eastern New Mexico, trying to protect themselves from police abuses in southern New Mexico. The movement continues, and there are all these little brotes coming up in the state.
Like little sprouts?
Little sprouts, yeah. Thank you, porque yo también, I'm bilingual. and you too. And the other thing that I think, I remember somebody saying to me, did you know when you started, when we started, you know, 20 years ago in 1995, that you were starting a movement? Well, no, of course you don't. You are responding to a threat, like the threats that we have now with the Republican candidates. And not only that, the threats, I just read a terrible piece in the journal, the Albuquerque Journal, calling us creeps and terrorists. I didn't think that was possible anymore in our state, but I guess it is, especially with the governor we have now. So, there we go.
Well, and one of the things I think, you know, artists and poets working in concert with organizers, or being both of those in one person, like Juan Felipe is, the reason why it's so important is that, you know, Juan Felipe talks about how important stories are. He says, you know, during the Chicano movement, we were working on becoming visible, making our stories visible and our histories visible. And this, to me, even though he is saying it about then, is still very important now. That's how I think we can become more active, is that the real life stories of people who suffer under various forms of oppression or discrimination, persecution, all the things that Somos has worked so hard to kind of correct and address, these artists who are working or writing about people's lives, in some ways that supports that work, as well as artists who are actively involved in community organizing or whatever it is. So I think that that's what he embodies for me.
I think you're right. I have here a piece of paper with all our most impacting victories, but there's one victory that's very hard to weigh, to measure, and that is when you see hundreds of immigrants coming to the legislature and standing up and talking about their rights in front of the legislators, and knowing that they're speaking for themselves and their communities. I say that 20 years ago when we started, we were a little scared. We were scared because the raids in the homes and the workplaces were happening very often. So we were trying to figure out where to meet that the migra would not come.
Right.
Today, we're angry.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not as scared. We still have raids, but we're angry.
Right. So the movement from fear to anger is a very energizing movement. I'm always struck by, and I always let people know on the radio, but it's true, Somos Un Pueblo Unido is perhaps the best organized political group that I've ever encountered.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that was so striking is, I mean, there are legislators in counties and districts of New Mexico quite far from the state capital, from Santa Fe, whose representatives had never been contacted by constituents until Somos Un Pueblo Unido sent people in.
Uh-huh.
And they have been able to achieve victories that are not only good for the immigrant population, but really create harmony among different groups and on the roads and so on in the entire state of New Mexico.
I agree.
For that, my heartiest...
They live up to their name.
Heartiest congratulations. Yeah, Somos un Pueblo Unido means we are united. Mm-hmm. We are a united people. It's just about time to go, but I want to remind people, because this is why we're talking, is that there's a couple of events coming up. On Friday night, the 4th of December, from 6 to 9, the poet laureate Juan Felipe Herrera will be joining us here in Santa Fe at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center, and he will be the keynote speaker. And what is the event? It's a celebration. It's basically a party.
It's a party, and we have a party every year, but this is a big party. That's why we call it a gala. We're going to have mariachis, Mariachi Mexico, for 2 hours. We have a delicious dinner for Mariscos La Playa. We have the mayor will be doing a proclamation. There's going to be a very nice program with immigrants talking and giving awards, and it'll be a lot of fun. And we ask people to please come and join us.
And then on Saturday night, the 5th of December at 6 o'clock at the Lenzic Center for Performing Arts is a reading and conversation with Juan Felipe Herrera, and the conversation will be with you, Valerie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. What an honor.
Yes, and we are honored to have Valerie with us too. And both events are fundraisers for Somos Un Pueblo Unido because, as you know, we are a private nonprofit organization. We don't get any money from the government, and we raise all the money that we need to do our work. So please support us. Please come.
For more information about Saturday night's event, you can go to ticketssantafe.org. You can also call the Lenzic at 505-988-1234. And for the Friday night event at the Santa Fe Convention Center, you can go to somosunpueblounido.org. And that link will also be on my website, santafe.radiocafe.org. You can also call 505-424-7832. Maria Cristina Lopez from Somos Un Pueblo Unido and Valerie Martinez, former poet laureate here in Santa Fe. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.